So just before Mass, a couple of people asked me for a confession, so I went in the confessional, and it was just a couple of minutes before Mass was going to start. I came out, and I rounded the corner. I don't have any servers. Where are my servers? And so I went in the back sacristy. It was jammed with servers. This ties our record, right? We tied the record, 18. We got to break it. Isaac couldn't be here today. We would have broke it if he was here. Anyways, it was such a honor and pleasure to serve with you men. And you're all going to be priests, right? Come on. So, listen, today's gospel is what we have hung our hat on for the last, year. Because what did we do? So listen, I know I can talk to you this way because you're wise. And the reason I know you're wise is because I know that you have opened your hearts and you said yes to the Holy Spirit, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit came on you, and the ultimate gift, okay, according to Pope Gregory the Great, who ordered the gifts, is wisdom. Wisdom is like saying, you get it. You get it. You understand life and God and people at a deeper level. So I'm going to say this. We all know that there was a movement afoot to recover our country. And people galvanized behind that movement. And we know that evil saw this as one of the greatest threats they've ever faced in their life. And so what did they do? They threw the kitchen sink at us. Everything, including the kitchen sink at us. They brutalized us. Okay? We all know that. We all know that. And I'm not going to get into specifics because I might melt some snowflakes if I do. Not sitting here, but maybe monitoring me on the camera. But we know this, right? So what did we do? What did we decide to do? I think it was about this time last year. We decided to throw ourselves at the feet of Jesus. There wasn't a plan of action. That's why we focused on this reading, and now it appears today, this gospel reading. Again, this is the story of Martha and Mary. Jesus, the second person of the Holy Trinity, the Son of God, is in their living room. Mary gets it. She throws herself at the feet of Jesus. She gazes into his eyes. She hangs on his every word. She gets as close as she can appropriately get to him. She wanted to know what is the most important things in life. And she wanted that intimate relationship with our Lord. What was she gaining through that? This story is the story of you all. We have to act. Our lives are about action, but it's also about contemplation. Mary shows us that the first move that we need to make is to get as connected as we can possibly get to our Lord. Then, what are we doing? We're cultivating our love so that now our heart pounds for the Lord. And of course I want to do it your way. In fact, I can't wait to please you. What are we going to do next? We say in love, now that we're well connected. Remember he said, I am the vine. You are the branches. This connection, right? That then bears fruit. Yeah, we want to bear fruit. Yeah, there's action that we're going to need to take. But we can't do that disconnected from the vine. And so we see in this story, Martha is doing wonderful things. She's a guest in her house. It's the second person of the Holy Trinity. I got to get some food prepared. I got to get a drink. I got to. That's good. There's nothing wrong with that. Jesus doesn't say to Martha, you're doing something wrong. He says it this way. He says, Mary has chosen the better portion. He calls it the one thing necessary. In Latin, the unum necessarium. Remember, I've been saying that Latin phrase many, many times. Unum necessarium. We should make t-shirts, right? The unum necessarium, the one thing necessary. And that is to get that branch back connected to that vine again. So that now what? We act in love, a fever pitch of enthusiasm and zeal for wanting to do, because we love him so much, and we cultivate our listening skills. And so, what am I talking about that we started this time last year? We started meeting every Thursday night. Now we're meeting once a month on First Fridays, but what are we doing? We're doing the very thing. We're throwing ourselves at the feet of Jesus. We're stopping. We're loving. We're listening. We're connecting. I know, I think all of you have been there for these First Fridays every Thursdays that we had last year. Heal our land, holy hours, we called it. We need healing, Lord. Yeah, we saw that a virus was going through, and yeah, there was that. But we recognized we were spiritually sick. Spiritually sick. We heal that for us, Lord. Well, how do we do that? We get at the feet of the Anointed One that brings us everything that we need to become spiritually healthy once again. And so a holy hour of adoration, an opportunity to get all right with the Lord in the sacrament of confession. I remind people, please don't let the devil get in your ear and tell you, even though you confessed, that you're not worthy, blah, 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 blah. That's the devil. He doesn't want you to act on the grace that you received. He wants you diminished, depressed, guilty. That's not what happens. This is a sacrament of mercy. You're washed clean. It's the first minute of the first day of the rest of your life. Let's do this thing. I always remind people, look at some of the greatest saints we've ever had in our church. They were the worst sinners everywhere. I mean, starting with St. Augustine, what a party animal he was. And he wasn't going to have anything of this religion until he went down from the prayers of his mother. My mom went to church every day. I'm a priest because of that. Probably that alone. To believe, to let that grace flow through us, to love the Lord so much that our heart pounds for the next opportunity to get near him again. That's where he wants us to be. Then, from that place, he can do something. Remember, he turned to Martha and said, Martha, Martha, you're anxious and worried about many things. He was saying, you're doing good things. I appreciate the salad you just made for me or whatever. You know, it's great. But you can't just be on this treadmill of life, you know, disconnected from God, going through the motions, living a life empty, lacking in meaning and purpose. No, Mary has chosen the better portion, the unum necessarium, the one thing that's necessary. It's necessary. We've learned to cultivate it through taking at least 15 minutes every day. No agenda. Just stopping. Just being at the feet of Jesus, wherever we are. If we can get before the blessed sacrament, wonderful. Wherever we are. To say that I can't neglect you, Lord. I need that intimate time. I need to get super ultra connected to you. And then watch what happens. We're going to do this thing. You see, then we move out from that place. Not just walking on a treadmill. Not going much of anywhere. Doing nice things. Granted. But are we fulfilling our destiny
all in for building the kingdom of God with each other. You know, that's another thing that pops in my head. We're meeting on First Fridays together. Together, we're cultivating this skill of being able to take time and be intimate with the Lord together. That's amazing. We're not meant to go it alone on our own treadmill. We're meant to be united. So all good. We're working hard. We're cultivating peace. A peace that gets in us, but then a peace that radiates out of us so that people feel peaceful in our presence. So that people go, where do you get that peace? Because I'm anxious and worried about many things. I feel like I'm doing good stuff, but I'm still anxious and worried about many. Martha, Martha. You're the second person of the Holy Trinity in your house. Stop, would you stop? Get close. Listen. Let your hearts touch one another. Get ignited again with the fire for wanting to do everything we can to please God and build the kingdom of God here on earth. Remember how I started? We were a threat. A movement was rising. And they had to try to bring us down, and they brutalized us. They called us every name they could possibly conceive of to get us diminished, to get us guilty, to get us somber, to steal our joy, and to steal our grace, and to get us disconnected from God. Our first response, we're first responders, our first response was to throw ourselves at the feet of Jesus. That's the better portion. That's the unum necessarium. That's the one thing necessary. United we stand, divided we fall. Let's get well connected. And together, let's build the kingdom of God.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.